It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Said it burned 184 acres, and it was started by a company that was laying underground cable, and they were cutting up rebar.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Just a spark from that.
Yes.
Well, by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I just feared the sparks, and you ever worked like a... what do you call it?
Hot dog slicer?
It's a hot dog slicer, but it goes by a different name.
Hot dog?
God, I'm having the worst time with my memory lately.
Uh-oh.
It's the rotating thing that you have in your shop.
Circular saw?
No, it's the rotary tool. You use it as sharpening stones.
Oh,
you can use it as a polishing wheel. You can do
the wheel of
things
fortune.
You'd buy at a Sears. It's I can't believe I can't remember this.
Roulette wheel.
Grinder. The grinder. Thank you.
Okay, grinder.
Yes, I remember.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
The emergency brake of the week brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. Don't forget, we got Dave Raymond coming up here at 8:15 as the Astros even up the series at 2. With their big win over the Rangers last night at Globe Life. That's coming up at 8:15. But right now, to the candidates. Interesting that we heard from Gordon there, because he is candidate number one.
Hmm.
Last Friday, the Invasion was telling us during Crosstalk that they had a pretty interesting little game they were going to play. Could a guy guess the price of items that women traditionally buy, like makeup, garments, things like that. And then Gordo stopped us down and made us all lay out as he went to his favorite topic, his go-to.
We have just a sip at 12:30.
Mm-hmm. You're going to bring Killer on again?
No, maybe we should.
I think Justin.
Justin
Montemayor is our special guest on Just a Sip at 12:30. We'll have I Got One at 11:50.
Nice.
And at 10:50, right?
Yes, 10:50.
I don't know how this came about, but we were talking about the prices of women's...
Makeup,
like
underwear,
makeup, just
stuff that
products
women
that
use.
They use. Like, I think we'd be surprised at how much... They are.
I'd be terrible at that.
So now we have the prices right. We're going to try to figure out if we know some of the prices to, you know, some of the household makeup.
Yeah. Items
whatever.
They use every day.
That's a good one.
Right.
So I have no idea.
I don't either.
Tyler. Go to the corner,
Tyler. It was a misfire.
Because I definitely know the price of that.
We should offer free tampons. Well, we should.
Isn't that strange? I mean, we're talking about pricing, and he just blurts that out.
What do you think his favorite all-time topic is?
I'm right here.
I really think it's that time of the month.
Do you think it's Lee Harvey Oswald, or do you think it's the women's menstrual cycle?
What?
I think it's the menstrual cycle.
Don't reduce me to those two topics.
You do that to yourself. We don't have to do that for you. So you really think that?
What?
The tampons ought to be free?
Yes. They absolutely should. Tampons are a human right.
Mark and play for Peter King.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about that, I guess.
Easy.
Thought we were talking about Trevor Lawrence.
All right, there is Gordo as candidate number one. You know what? Let's just hear that one more time.
But we were talking about the prices of women's
makeup,
like
underwear,
makeup,
like just stuff, that
products
women use.
That they use. Like, I think we'd be surprised at how much they are.
I'd be terrible at that.
So now we have the prices right. We're going to try to figure out if we know some of the prices to. You know, some of the household makeup,
items
whatever.
They use every day.
That's a good one.
Right.
So I have no idea.
I don't either.
Tyler. Go to the corner,
Tyler. It was a misfire.
Because I definitely know the price of that.
We should offer free tampons. Well, we should.
Let's just end the show right there. All right, Gordo, candidate number one. Candidate number two is our buddy DJ, formerly of the Morning Musers, now producing the Hardline. They were out in California for Cowboys and Chargers. And they had DJ, they were so distracted doing their show basically from the beach on Tuesday, I guess it was. And they had DJ run down to the ocean, get a glass of water, and then come back. And the only problem was he had to do a live spot when he got back. You get some bonus Corby Dolphin laugh here. It's pretty good.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, P1s, don't drop the ball on your retirement. Call the team at Trajan Wealth today.
Take a breath.
Still out of breath. When you imagine your retirement, what do you see? Bet each of you have different goals, and different goals will require... It was a lot longer than you may think. Just call my buddies at Trajan Wealth. Wealth management portfolio, you know, money, things like that. Fee-based model, they charge a flat percentage fee for wealth management. It's Trajan Wealth. Your local trusted financial fiduciary. They've got locations in Frisco, Arlington, and Southlake. The number 469-579-3500 or online at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered.
There's two things you can't hide on the air when you're out of breath or if you're eating on the air. You just can't hide it. Because
mm-hmm.
you're trying to talk and catch your breath at the same time. I love Corby's laugh there, too. All right, there's DJ as candidate number two. And then Gordo has had this thing against announcers this week. Also in his crosshairs,
against them,
Peter Coyote and his style of narrating a documentary. Gordo was ripping on that.
He's
so,
always yelling into the mic with weird inflections.
I've never really been. I'm not calling him the greatest narrator of all time, but I've never had the problems with him that you have. So I tried to find an example of his work, and I'm really sorry that I tried this. So this one's on me.
We love Ken Burns' content, right? We love his documentaries, love his information. But just find someone a little bit more palatable to present it.
We don't need Peter Coyote always talking so emphatically and having weird inflections.
He did the country music one, right?
He yeah. did do it.
Okay.
And they went back
shut up
to Virginia
for a second.
With the Carter family.
Hang on, I got some of it here. Let's just listen and see if you're even close.
Okay.
It's just represents
that's not
something
him.
To me about
yeah,
the whole
on.
Era. He stopped at this
that's
time.
Not that's not either.
How can I land on...
We record on the second...
Moses!
George!
Hang on.
Ralph Peer, the Carter family with their
that's
huge collection of songs.
Either.
What the heck?
It'd be almost like a big party atmosphere.
I thought you said you had some of him.
Well, it says the Ken Burns documentary episode one.
Okay.
Shut up, Fernando.
I appreciate George made an effort to provide some audio support.
So I don't know what I got... settled with there, but it wasn't that.
That was the worst example of Peter Coyote's voice I've ever heard.
Three different voices, none of them his.
I think there were four.
Right. Well, you're
was
the
a
one,
British guy.
You're the one with the problem with him. Where's your example?
I'm
of
not the one with the
that
problem.
That sounds nothing like
him.
That's the other thing. It's a horrible impersonation.
Taking that same trolley down Market okay. Street to
Alabama.
The Embarcadero.
What's happening?
Montgomery, in order Alabama.
To Moses and the fart.
Something else open.
I don't remember that Bible
not
story. That would be a weird Bible story.
You're a weird Bible story.
It says
story.
Here,
that's
Ken
a
Burns.
Horrible comeback.
No, it's not.
Ken Burns considers.
That was a horrible comeback.
Like two
this
kids
the worst
fighting
show
in the back
ever.
Scene.
God,
yeah.
This is a horrible show.
My two favorite things are after the first female voice, George tells us, hang on, just hang
yeah,
on.
I got
hang
it.
On. It's
yeah.
coming.
It's coming.
I think you started at the beginning, you would get Peter Coyote
you guys don't,
setting
don't,
it up.
Don't jump this. Just hang on. And then...
like 12 different voices.
And then... You, Gordo, playing the teacher of the class, and there's the one kid who's a little behind, and you're saying, I appreciate his effort.
Yeah, I was praising the slow kid.
In trying to bring some audio.
Jerks. That's what I work with. I work with jerks. It's trying to help you, trying to help the show.
I know.
And it's like I said, you're the one with the big problem. Where was your big, hey, this is what he sounds like, and it sucks.
I didn't want to subject the P1s to that nonsense of his horrible voice.
It did give us a great e-break, so you did help the show.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, is it Gordo, is it DJ, or is it me? 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, real quick, could we, next time you have a fill-in show, could we get Fernando, Peter King, and Daryl Razor Ray?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
I'd like to vote for George there.
Okay. You sounded a little bit like Peter King. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
No.
Hello? You're on Ticket Radio. Turn down your radio and talk to us.
Good morning, Courage Boys. This is Tommy from Rosemount. Nobody said hello to Razor for me last week, but I will vote for the great Gordo, and I'm sending you a package, Gordo. Thank you.
Sounds threatening, but okay. Threatening. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning, Musers. It's Ashley, and I'd like to vote for Gordo and his product endorsement.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, Ashley. Have a good day at school.
That was awkward.
Merry Christmas.
I support women. Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I would like to vote for Gordon's obsession with menstruation. And you
I
guys
don't
have
an boy,
there
obsession.
Is one. You got that right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, Musers. You're in for a special treat this morning with the E-Break Man original. I got a tampon in my ding dong. Tampon in my ding dong. Get higher with a sing song. Higher with a sing song. Time the month, I get hungry. Bleed it, bleed it, bleed it, bleed it, bleed.
Thank you, E-Break Man.
Tampon in my ding dong?
That's what he said. I don't fully understand it.
Hi, you're on
but
the
you
ticket.
Accept it.
But
you
I
don't
accept
it.
We're
going to
accept it.
It.
Yeah,
accept
it was
yeah.
in the form of music. It's art.
Yeah,
it's,
get away.
We
with
don't
it
know
that
what
way.
He meant.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, is my sweet Craig there?
Oh,
yeah.
Who's this? Who are you, ma'am?
Well, I heard you talk about me. This is Billy Gilman.
Oh,
hey, Billy.
Hi, Billy.
Oh, hey. Long time no talk. Craig has. Everything going
great
on your end.
Great. Well, on your end.
I miss our fireside chats, and I'll take number two and go Craig.
Oh, yeah, go Craig. There's a DJ vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'm scatter voting. I wonder whatever happened to that Barb chick.
We hear from Barb all the time.
Yeah.
She's doing well.
Well, you're a lucky man, I'll tell you that. Give me Gordon. The man stopped the show down. That's a break. That's a real break.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, and I think this is a very, very big win, a very daring big win for Gordo.
All right.
Go ahead. Play the e-break first, and then we'll have our big ceremony.
Sip at 12:30.
Mm-hmm. You're going to bring Killer on again?
No, maybe we should.
I think Justin.
Justin
Montemayor is our special guest on Just a Sip at 12:30. We'll have I Got One at 11:50.
Nice.
And at 10:50, right?
Yes, 10:50.
I don't know how this came about, but we were talking about the prices of women's
makeup,
like makeup,
like just stuff that
products
women use.
That they use. Like, I think we'd be surprised at how much. They are.
I'd be terrible at that.
So now we have the prices right. We're going to try to figure out if we know some of the prices to, you know, some of the household makeup. Yeah.
Items
whatever.
They use every day. That's
yeah.
a good one.
Right.
So I have no idea.
That.
I don't either.
Tyler. Go to the corner,
Tyler.
It was
a misfire. It was a misfire.
I definitely know the price of that.
We should offer free tampons. Well, we should.
Fernando, How many wins is that for Gordon?
Triple digits, Cha. 100.
Whoa!
Wow. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
That's right. He is 35 behind Norman. I'll have the 16-ounce Gaza Strip Hitzkiss.
It's not a steak cut.
Holy cow. Well, Gordo, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I'd like to thank both of you guys.
You're welcome.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. I really don't think that I could have done this without you. I don't think I could have sucked this bad at broadcasting without you guys. I'd be awesome without you guys.
Yeah.
But since you're around, I do poorly.
Well, way to go, Gordo.
And how many do you have, George? 101 or 100 even?
102.
Fernando should know.
102.3.
Fernando, do you know how many George has?
Give me a second here, boys. He has 101.
Talking on it. 101.
Okay. Boy, you've almost caught me.
What an exclusive club. The triple
this
digit
is
club.
So, this is very Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire.
We're the triplets that are in triple digits. Way to go, Gordo, with the big 100 win.